Now, are you planning on ordering a takeaway tonight? If so, do you know how much money your delivery rider will make from that takeaway order, or how much work that rider has to do to make a decent wage? Well, the way the fees on your food are broken down isn't as straightforward as you might think, as our reporter Gavin O'Callaghan has been finding out.
According to the European Council, there were 28.3 million platform workers in 2022, and that figure was expected to rise to 43 million by next year. This type of work comes in many forms. Here's DCU Professor Brenda Daly explaining.
Gig economy or platform work, as it's more commonly known, it's the situation where you have workers who engage in more flexible working scenarios. So I suppose many of the benefits of this type of work, which is put forward by businesses and organisations, is that it allows people to kind of choose how and when they work. So typically you would see that type of platform work being the likes of the delivery drivers for many of the food restaurants. So the likes of your Deliveroo, your Just Eats, your Uber Eats, or equally it could be some of the taxi companies as well would be engaged in that platform work where they sign up to different apps, and that's where they're able to book their jobs.
Today we are looking at apps such as Deliveroo, Just Eat and Uber Eats, which have transformed the food service industry in Ireland. For restaurants, it means more business, while one rider, Rainey, explains what the draw is for them.
I like because I can work without the boss. I work when I want, you know.
Here's another rider, Hansa.
Independent job, so it's the best thing about this. I'm my own boss, that's why.
That's why you picked it?
Yeah.
And how many hours do you do a week?
It depends on the work. If the work is good, we work more. If the work is not good, so we just quit the job and go home.
So how many jobs would you do in maybe a day on a busy day?
25 or 30 deliveries, orders. And if it's not busy, it's hardly about 6 to 7 orders.
But this all comes at a price. Restaurants that sign up pay these companies between 20 and 30% of an order's total, while there are also extra service fees for the consumer on top. Speaking to some businesses in Dublin, they said these apps bring in a significant amount of extra revenue. Here's Tala from Kinara Kitchen in Ranelagh.
It's quite helpful, to be honest. I think so. I believe the structure, what we have it at the moment, we helping each other. We're just getting quite few orders, actually, especially from Ranelagh in this area and all.
At the nearby Ranelagh takeaway, Alex talked me through some of the numbers for them.
They take 30% of the order.
Of every order?
Of every order, yeah.
So if I can...
Because I use their couriers.
Yeah.
Yeah, we don't use our own drivers. We use work to their couriers. So.
Do you get a lot more business by having it?
Yeah, yeah, of course. Yeah, you get more. Yeah. Whereas customers that you wouldn't get coming into the shop because they're ordering from other areas, you know. Yeah.
Ahead of this piece, we decided to cross-check the pricing between the three big apps. We found popular Middle Eastern restaurant Zaytoon on all of the platforms, and it also has its own site you can order directly from. A €36 meal on their site came to €39.20 when the delivery and service fees were added. In contrast, on both Deliveroo and Uber Eats, the same order was €38 before the fees were added. It came to €42.48 and €41.28 once the delivery fees were factored in. Just Eat was higher again, with the food itself costing €38.30 and rising to €44.79 once delivery is factored in, a whole €5.59 more than ordering directly from Zaytoon's site. The restaurant's manager, Poyan, said that many places will advertise a higher price on the apps to offset the percentage these companies take.
Obviously, the companies that take more, they take percentage, Deliveroo or Just Eat. If it's on our own app, no. So that's why it's more expensive.
So it's cheaper to get it on your own?
Yeah, on our own app, yeah. Much cheaper, yeah.
This brings us on to our next question. How much are riders getting paid? There is no straightforward answer to this. Riders get paid a rate per job, and a busy hour can prove significantly more lucrative than a quiet one. Hansa said he could make anywhere between €8 an hour to 20. Here is Rainey from earlier.
And how many hours do you do a week?
A week, I think 60-70 hours a week.
And if it's okay to ask, how much money would you might make?
Yeah, sure, around 500 per week. Yeah, a week.
60 hours to make 500 euro works out at around 8 euro 30 an hour. Rainey says she does between 20 and 25 deliveries per shift and averages around 4 to 5 euro per trip she makes. According to the European Trade Union Institute, the median hourly wage of a platform worker in Ireland is under 12 euro an hour. For riders, it averages between 10 and 12 euro per hour, which is under the minimum wage of 12 euro 70. This can happen because of the rider's status as self-employed, Professor Daly said.
It's very unclear to determine whether or not the delivery fee payable to the person who is engaged in that work actually meets the requirements for the basics of what you'd be entitled to if you were an employee. So our legislation increased sort of the minimum wage payment per hour to 12 euro 70. But it's very unclear from that fee payment scheme, you know, if you're a worker and I suppose this comes back to, are these workers employees or are they working for themselves? And it really highlights a problem, I think, in terms of if they are independent contractors, that if they are not receiving anywhere a fee that falls significantly short of that, it raises all sorts of, I think, moral and ethical questions around, the right to earn a living wage, particularly when if you are classified as an employee, as a minimum you're entitled to 12 euro 70 an hour.
Deliveroo itself says its rates for riders is estimated on the national living wage plus costs based on an estimated time for each order. But things like this could change if Ireland implements the EU's new Platform Work Directive, which was agreed on last April. Professor Daly said the directive will put more responsibility on the companies behind the apps.
It will automatically presume that if you're a platform worker, you will be deemed to be an employee, and the onus will be on the employer or the business to prove that you're not actually an employee, that you are an independent contractor. So that's something that it's quite important, because it's kind of automatically presuming that you're an employee, but the business owner, the organisation, will have to prove actually you're not an employee, you're working under a contract, an independent contract, rather than a contract off service.
It is still unclear if Ireland will adopt this, but if it does, this could strengthen the rights of those platform workers.
Many people who engage in platform work are working in quite challenging conditions very often, quite unsecure working hours, and there are all sorts of issues that have emerged around sort of the working conditions that many people are engaging in. So I think this is quite an important directive. Obviously, we have to have that formal approval by the European Council, then it will go to the Member States, and following the usual rules of how EU law applies within Ireland, and then it will be up to the government of the day to make efforts to introduce the legislation to implement the directive.
That was Professor Brenda Daly speaking to our reporter Gavin O'Callaghan.